From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he is committed to dismantling Jewish settlements in Gaza. This week, Israel opened an office to process compensation payments for the 8,000 settlers there. But in the West Bank, Israel continues to build houses in Jewish settlements. In the past week, Israel announced plans to build more than 2,000 new homes in the West Bank. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, Israeli officials say they have an understanding with the Bush administration that the building can go ahead so long as it is in existing settlements.
In the Jewish settlement of Maale Adumim, just a few miles east of Jerusalem, sparks are flying as Palestinian workers weld metal rods for the foundations of new homes. More than 30,000 Israelis already live here. They came for the cheap housing, the government-subsidized mortgages, the good schools, and the suburban atmosphere. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon last week announced plans for 600 new homes here, and local real estate agents say they'll be snapped up. Dori Gold, an advisor to Prime Minister Sharon, says there's no disagreement with the Bush administration over any of the new construction.
The new additional units will be located in large settlement blocks. They do not use new territory. They do not go beyond the line of building of these settlements. And therefore, this should be seen as a matter of course, like building any place else in Israel, and not as a point of international controversy.
More than 2 years ago, Israel accepted the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace, which calls for a complete freeze in settlement activity. But Israel has always maintained that what it calls natural growth is allowed. Gold points to a letter from President Bush to Prime Minister Sharon this past spring saying the U.S. recognizes, quote, new realities on the ground and does not expect Israel to withdraw from the entire West Bank. Gold says places like Maale Adumim will never become part of a Palestinian state. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat condemned the planned settlement expansion.
One should be reminded all the time that the roadmap specified that the Israeli government must end all settlement activities, including natural growth. The continuation of settlement activities and the wall undermines the roadmap, President Bush's two-state solution, and kills all efforts being exerted to put the peace process back on track.
The roadmap envisions a Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza next to Israel. Danny Seidman, a lawyer and an expert on East Jerusalem, says Sharon is willing to cede Gaza to the Palestinians, but is making a viable Palestinian state in the West Bank almost impossible.
Every time that Sharon will be called upon to do something that appears to be conciliatory concerning the unilateral withdrawal in Gaza, we will be making up for it by increasing our stranglehold on the West Bank in order to deflect right-wing criticism. So the timing of the issuing of these tenders is by no means accidental, and it's a pattern that we should get used to.
Seidman says that same pattern has led to the construction of dozens of unauthorized settlement outposts. That's an issue where there's consistently been a difference of opinion between the U.S. and Israel. As part of the roadmap, Israel promised to dismantle all settlement outposts built since March 2001. A senior advisor to the defense minister told Parliament this week that Israel has demolished more than 80 of these outposts. Dror Etkes of the Anti-Settlement Peace Now movement says that's impossible.
It's another component in a very long chain of disinformation and lies and half-truths which the Israeli government is spreading through its spokesman about what it actually is doing or not doing in the West Bank, in the context of outposts, in the context of settlements, in every other context which Israel is acting in the West Bank as well.
But Etkes says there are now a total of about 100 outposts in the West Bank, half established since March 2001. He says the government has dismantled about 24 outposts, almost all of them uninhabited. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.